Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. I'm Sharky Zartman, and today my guest is Don Herzler. Now, this is a one-of-a-kind guy, and so he's an adventure and landscape photographer, gallery co-owner, author, and retired insurance company CEO. He and his wife, Linda, who's also a photographer, has been married for 50 years. He was an All-American sprinter and hurdler in college and is a lifelong surfer and ocean waterman. And he has explored over 100 companies or countries and pushed the limits of his life enough to keep emergency rooms in business around the world. He is the winner of the Autumn Award Gold Medal for the Career Book of the Year for The Way Up, How to Keep Your Career Moving in the Right Direction. Additionally, he was awarded the Golden Torch Award by the International Marketing Communications Association for a lifetime of marketing and communications excellence. His 2020 book, What's Left of Don, was a number one Amazon bestseller. His new book, which we're going to talk about today, The Geezer's Guide to Adventure, suggests how readers can add more fun and adventure to their lives, even in their 60s, 70s, and beyonds, and do so safely, comfortably, and economically. Are you ready to add more fun and adventure to your life this year? I know I am. So welcome, Don.
Aloha, Sharky. How are you?
Aloha. So nice to have you back on the show, and I can't believe you wrote another book. You are amazing. And I just ordered the book on Amazon. It's going to be one of Pat's Christmas presents.
Well, you know, I got a little smarter this time because this is a short one. It's maybe half the size of my previous books, and there's a category on Amazon of 2 hour reads or less.
Oh.
And I've always followed that one, and I thought, well, I'm going to try that. So I did, and it went to number one. I bask in the glory of number one on Amazon for 3 days, and then somebody beat me out.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't last very long.
It doesn't last long.
That's right. That's right. So I need to know, why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because I'm getting old. I'm 77, and my wife is 75, and we are, you know, our friends are a similar age, a set of them, the longest set of them, some of whom you know.
Uh-huh.
And what we find is that life is kind of closing in on that group, and they're just not as adventuresome as before for many valid reasons. I mean, I'm not jumping on anybody. There's lots of reasons to get a little more cautious as you get older. I know I break easier, that's for sure. So I said, you know, I've got a method that my wife and I use. It's not foolproof, which we've proven a few times, but the method is how to get a little more comfortable with taking on extra risk, how to do so with a great deal of safety involved, and how to do so economically. And then I got to thinking, you know, we've traveled so much, 112 countries, I think, at this point, that we pretty well understand the travel system, and we know how to save money traveling and the like. And so we came up with a bunch of ideas that we use, and we use them all the time. I've got the busiest travel year of my life coming up here in 2025, and I've literally cut my costs in half by using some of these tips, and then we travel a lot more comfortably than we used to as well, so I kind of covered that. So anyway, that's why I put it together. I'm hoping that I can encourage people, 55 and older, if you will, to keep exploring and find out what's out there, and P.S., in doing so, don't get yourself hurt.
Right, right. And so is this book just for the geezers?
I have had 20-year-olds read it. Good. And say, I love the book, so I was real tickled about that. The demographic is for people 55 and over, and I don't know that a 55-year-old's a geezer, but I needed a clever name for the book, so I came up with that. But it's good for anybody. But what I suggest is that if you're a young person and you read the book, then pass it on to your parents or your uncle or somebody that might get even more out of it.
Right, right. Well, I checked out your blog about your latest adventure, your trip to the Cook Islands, and I've always wanted to go there since one of our friends said it was his favorite place to visit. But I understand you had quite a trip, but had to follow your own advice in your book about safety. So tell us what happened.
Well, we did that on purpose. We went to the Cook Islands, which honestly I had never even heard of. And then I got something from one of my airlines that said, hey, we got a special deal going down to the Cook Islands and, for first class, which I like. So I said, let's do it. So we jumped on it. We went down there and I said, I've got this book coming out. Let's test the theories that I put out in the book.
Yeah.
And see if we can't come up with an adventure we can talk about it. And, fortunately or unfortunately, we did. So here's what happened. It's, Rangotonga is the main island, and it has a barrier reef, and that barrier reef might be out, a half a mile or so from the beach. And there's a passage, through the reef where it leads to deep ocean water, and so we thought, well, let's swim out that passage because that's where the sharks will be and the like. Let's swim out the passage and then photograph our way back in. So we'll swim out to where the waves are 10 or 15 feet breaking on the dry reef, and then we'll swim back in. So we did, and we did so at 5:45 in the morning because it was an outgoing tide, and we got out there, I'm not kidding, in 5 or 10 minutes. I have never been swept by a current so quickly in my life.
Yeah.
It was like, uh-oh, here we go. And it was still so dark that you couldn't see what was around you, but Linda and I decided we weren't going to touch the reef. We don't like to touch reefs anyway, but
right.
We weren't going to touch the reef on the way out, even if we got a little panicked or something, because there's stonefish there,
mm-hmm.
and they'll kill you. So we got swept out there in no time, and now the sun was kind of up, and we turned around to come back in, and that tide was still roaring out.
Oh,
so
against the
Linda
tide.
And I swam over next to the reef because, as you know, being an ocean person, you can, if you get next to a reef, you can kind of use it to, shadow the current a little bit and give you some rest time. So we swam over next to the reef, and here comes the only smart thing I did of the day. I had hired two very great watermen, young, strong watermen, to go with us.
Good.
So one for Linda, one for me. They had a paddleboard and a lifeguard sling. And I said, I want you to keep your eyes open for danger, and I want you to stay near us, and if we have to get on that paddleboard or whatever, we're willing to chicken out and do so. So they did a great job. And as we turned around and started to come back in, I wanted to grab that reef, which was pretty stony where we were. And I reached over, and he grabbed me and pulled me away because there was the biggest stonefish I've ever seen.
Oh.
Right where I was going to grab.
Oh.
And had I put my hand on the back of that stonefish, you have 10 minutes to live. There's no saving you. You're gone.
You're kidding.
So that woke us up a little bit. And by now we're, you know, able to photograph, so we're swimming with one arm because we've got these big, heavy cameras in the other arm. And we're taking pictures, and we're coming in, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. It was a wonderful place to be. However, that current was still driving against us, so it took Linda and I 2.5 hours of constant swimming to get back to the beach. Now, she's 75, and I'm 77. And yes, we did have great big free diving, you know, swim fins on. But you try that for 2.5 hours with only one arm to use, it'll wear most people out.
So it was
a good test, because we did eventually, with about 100 yards to go, pop on the back of those paddle boards and let them drag us in like dead tuna. and it worked. We did it. We had an adventure. We went beyond our limits. And we did it semi-safely, so we felt pretty good about it.
Oh, my gosh.
When we got to the beach, neither one of us could stand. Our legs were trembling, and I'm telling you, it was absolutely a mistake in the timing of the outgoing tide. But you have to plan for mistakes, and that's why we had the two guys with us.
Yeah.
And thank goodness we did, because I think we would have made it back. But who knows?
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you had those guys with you because, you just never know. You go to a place like that and, you know, you're out in the wild. I mean, you know, like you said, anything can happen, right?
Well, that's what the book is about, is preparing for that, preparing yourself for that and lining up resources for that. And don't just jump in and say, hey, let's swim with these sharks.
Yeah.
Have a plan for swimming with the sharks.
Right.
For protection, you know, and then you can do it semi-safely.
Right, right. So we probably have a lot of people out there who would love to have a fun, adventurous, safe, and affordable adventure. So how do we go about planning such a trip?
Well, in the book, I kind of give a bunch of places that you can go, anywhere from free to just travel costs, a lot of them national parks and the like. And by the way, almost every country I've ever been to has national parks of their own. Linda and I are looking at one in China for not this year, but the next year. You know, that's a great way to go. And particularly if you do it in the U.S., we're headed to Yellowstone middle of January somehow, and we're heading there to do winter photography. We did it last year. It was 36 below zero, which is kind of the downside.
kind of.
for somebody living in Kailua Kona, Hawaii,
right,
the downside.
Right.
But the good side was the first day that we were there, we saw 7 people other than us.
Oh.
And by the way, we're going with a group of Southern California people. There's a camera shop called Paul's Camera Shop in Torrance that I've had a long relationship with.
Yeah.
And they run this excursion every year, and off we go. So, with a little planning and reading parts of the book, I think people will find lots of ways to have their own adventures for next to nothing.
So, where would you go to find this information? Individual national parks, or is there a website that has most of them on it and what they offer?
I will do a blog and mention the ones that are in the book, and
okay.
Then they can read the book if they want to learn more. But, yeah, the Internet is your friend, and you can go in and go to the national park system and pick them by state, if you will. They're just all over the place. They are almost, they're universally good with one exception. I found one in Nebraska that was horrible, and I talk about that in the book, but that's the only one I've ever run into. They are just fantastic, and here in Hawaii, of course, we've got Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, and we go over all the time. We love it.
Right, right. Well, I have a picture from your excursions up in that area where you where you go in the nighttime and photograph the lava coming out of the ground.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that picture is amazing. Yeah.
I would say to everybody in the world, if you get a chance to come to the Big Island of Hawaii when the lava is flowing, and it's not flowing at the moment, but when the lava is flowing, come over and go to the national park, and there are safe places that you can go and view it. It is life-changing to see it.
Right, right. Well, you have a story that I remember about going there and coming in contact with a person that was really kind of unusual, right? Do you remember that story?
I had a horrible experience. Pardon me. I was out by myself.
Yeah.
At 12:30 in the morning, and I was kind of way out of bounds. I shouldn't have been in this area. I was right on the edge of the crater, and it was 45 degrees because that particular crater is at 4,500 feet, so it can be cold there. The wind was howling. I'm by myself. There's no moon. It's just dark as the inside of a cow. And I set up to take a picture, and once I do, I had a little remote, cable remote in my hand so I wouldn't touch my tripod. So I stepped back one step, and I stepped on a human foot. And I'm telling you, I was miles away from anything. And so I whirred around, and my nose hit this person's sternum right in the middle of their chest. He had to be 6'6" or 7 foot tall. And he had on a t-shirt and swim shorts and flip-flops. And he's just looking down at me. And by the way, I'm next to the crater and he's not, so he could just one push and I'm in.
Wow.
And, I, when I finally could talk, I tried to get him to talk, and I would say, hey, I said, I'm so sorry I didn't see you, and didn't hear you, which was almost impossible to not hear him because it's very crinkly out there with all the glass-like lava. But I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry. And I said, are you local boy? You Hilo boy? And nothing. He wouldn't say anything. And I said, you know, I'm Kona side, vanilla side, and nothing. And this went on for 30 seconds or so, and I thought, well, he's going to push me into the crater. And so I kind of grabbed my tripod, and I thought, well, I'll get one swing at him if he goes for me. I got one swing at him. Maybe I can hit him in the side of the head with the camera and then run at 77. You can imagine how comical that would be. So I asked him one more time, and he yelled at me as loud as he could, and he said, here. As in, he's from here. And he pointed into the lava. And I said, here? And he said, here. And I thought, well, I'm a dead man. He's going to push me in. At which point, he turned and walked away and disappeared into the shadows. Not magically, he just disappeared. I couldn't see him anymore. And I gathered my stuff up and got out of there. I'd taken exactly one photo, drove the hour and a half home, put that one photo up on Facebook with a one-paragraph description of what had happened. When I woke up the next morning, four other people said, Don, that exact same thing has happened to us at that exact same tree.
Ooh.
And then later that afternoon, my business partner was over. There's a military hotel over there run by the military, and we get to use it. And so he was checking in so he could photograph all night, and the lady who runs the thing has been there for 40 years, and he says, my partner says to her, I got to tell you this story, and he starts to tell the story, and she puts her hand up and says, stop, and then she tells him the story.
Wow.
And he said, oh, Don called you. And she says, oh, no. She said, I've heard that story for 40 years.
Ooh. Ooh.
So that's been going on for 40 years, and I have no idea what it was. I'm not a big believer in ghosts and all that, but I actually believe it's probably the husband of one of the the Native Hawaiians who are doing cultural practices out there, which we always respect and leave them alone when they're doing so, but I didn't see any going on. And anyway, whatever it was, I have never gone back there alone again. Nor will I.
Nor will you. Yes, practice a little bit of safety, Don. Yeah, don't go by yourself. My. At least take your wife, Linda.
Yeah, Linda was smart enough not to go that night because I invited her, and she said, "Are you nuts? The wind's blowing. It's 10:30 at night. It's an hour and a half over there, an hour and a half back. I'm going to bed."
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her. And so, wow.
Hey, I don't know if we have time for this, so cut me off if we don't. But Linda got voted number one travel photographer in the United States, men and women, just a couple of weeks ago.
That is awesome.
She's the least competitive person that I have ever met in my life, except when she won this thing, she called me. I was in the gallery, and she said, "Hey, did you enter that contest?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Have you heard anything?" And I said, "Crickets. I haven't heard a word." And I said, "Did you enter?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "What did you hear?" And she said, "Oh, I heard I won the whole thing." And very unlike her. But I will say that's been some months now, and I only hear about it maybe 3-4 times a day.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Tell her I said congratulations. And we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I have lots of other questions for you, Don. Okay, are you ready?
Sounds good.
Okay.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Don Herzler, and he is talking about his new book, The Geezer's Guide to Adventure, and telling us some of the stories, then some of the trips that he's been on, and adventures that he's had, and this is just so much fun, I can't even believe it. Welcome back, Don.
Happy to be back.
Well, yes, I'm glad that you have added safety to your new book, because you didn't practice that a lot, especially when you were young. And I remember you telling us about when you were, I think you might have been 17 or something, when you broke into Marineland and swam with the killer whale. Now, and you didn't have any safety considerations.
That's approximately correct. So there's two parts of the story. The first one is I was 16. A friend of mine, who I promised I would never tell this story to anybody, because we are both looked so stupid in what we did, but he has now passed away. So I'm gonna.
So now you can tell the story. Okay.
His name,
okay.
Without mentioning his name, and he's a great old friend of mine. But I believe I was 16. I know that, and I believe that there may have been somehow or another beer had become involved in this, but. We knew how to get into Marineland at night. In fact, a lot of people did. There was a pipe that you could crawl through, and then the next thing you knew, you were inside Marineland. And back in those days, there wasn't any security guard. You know, they just locked it up and went home. There wasn't any lights that went on when you walked through the area, or, you know, CCTV or any of that stuff. It was, they just locked it up and went home. So we decided we would go over there, and we had thought it was pretty cool the way that they rode that orca, that killer whale, in the show. And we thought that orca would probably like a chance to do that at night. And so we walked over to where we thought the orca was. Well, the orca wasn't there. The orca had a pin at night that was more like an elongated swimming pool. And so we went over to that, and there's the orca, and it's not doing anything. And they have this huge dorsal fin, and so without even saying anything to my partner, I just went over and reached over, grabbed that dorsal fin, threw my leg on him like he was a horse, and now I'm on the back of an orca. That did not turn out well at all.
I'll bet it didn't.
It turns out that the orca was not thrilled to be awakened and ridden in this pin. So he went to the end of the pin as fast as he could, slammed me into the concrete on the other end, which threw me off of him, and then was circling around to come back to do goodness knows what. Well, thank goodness my buddy pulled me out, and we decided that we wouldn't give him a try at that. We were probably one and done. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it was for your Southern Cal listeners. I was raised in Palos Verdes, and I surfed the cove all the time, and one day we were out at the cove, and every seal in America swam by us looking like porpoises. They were just flying toward the beach, and I thought, gee, that's unusual. And I looked out at the indicator at the point there at the cove, and there were these black and white things about the size of a bus that were coming in at full speed. They were orcas. And I know that that's happened a few times in the last couple of years as well, but we hightailed it to the beach, and then we cowered up against the cliffs with the seals because the orcas came right in, and
wow,
they were intent on getting something. So, yeah, and I've been in the water with orcas over here, but I now have a little bit of sense, and so when I see orcas coming here, I tend to get back on the boat immediately.
Good for you. Good for you. Learned it the hard way, didn't you?
I did indeed, yes.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, a lot of people who have retired, you know, they seem to act like almost their life is over. But you say it can be the start of a new life. And I know, I remember when you retired, you were a CEO for many years, but when you retired, it seemed like you opened up a whole new life for you and Linda. So how can others, you know, kind of make that transition from just kind of going, oh, no, now I have nothing to do and nowhere to go and not enough money. So I know you guys did it right, and so can you share how you made the decisions that you did so that others can enjoy a fun, adventurous life after they retire?
Well, thank you for that. We made a conscious decision to have a completely different life. We had been there and done that on working for a living. I'd worked 40 years without missing a paycheck. I had had a boss since I was born until age 61, whether it was a coach or a teacher or a parent or a boss at work, I always had a boss. And now we're over here and we're on our own, and we decided we wanted to find out what else was in us. Linda, for example, was a really fine artist, but she'd done that for a very long time, and she wanted to find out what else was out there for her. And it turned out that she's an excellent photographer, and so I did the same thing, and it paid off for both of us. So we then just said, well, what else can we explore? And we got comfortable on the lava, and we got comfortable in with sharks, and we got comfortable traveling to places that most people would never dream of going. I'm going to one this year that's pretty doggone scary. And it has paid off. So, pardon me, I think it's a matter of mindset. And in particular, when I was working and running as an athlete and the like, I was concerned about failing. I am not concerned about failing now. I'm concerned about getting injured or getting hurt or going broke. But I take precautions in all those areas and do the best I can to make sure none of them happen. And so far, so good. But, you know, if you take risks, something could happen. But at age 77, something's going to happen anyway. So we're just trying to see what all the world has to offer us, and we're going at it as hard as we can and smiling every day. I've never been happier in my life, despite the crummy parts of getting older. I'm certainly not in any kind of good physical condition like I used to be, but what the heck? I'm having fun, and that's what counts.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You say that you are comfortable with sharks in the water. So how do you get comfortable with the sharks?
Well, you don't start off with sharks.
Okay.
You start off with reef fish, and then you graduate to, you know, rays, and then you move your way up to manta rays, and then dolphin and the like, until you are understanding fish behavior and then maybe watch sharks from afar, or going with experts, or maybe even be in a cage, although I never went in the cage. I get outside the cage. But yeah. I'm so doggone comfortable with them now that I have to remind myself, hey, these guys really could hurt you if they wanted to, so don't get too comfortable here. So it's a matter of, you know, taking some precautions, doing things slowly. Keep in mind, I've got a great big camera in front of me, and I use that camera as a shield, and I've done so many times, and so has Linda.
Okay, good for you. We're going to take another short break, Don, but when we come back, I want to talk about Africa. Okay? You ready?
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharkey Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharkey Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeyZartman.com.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharkey Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
We are back with more Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Don Herzler, and we are talking about the adventurous life and how to do it economically and stay safe and make it affordable. So welcome back, Don.
Well, good to be back.
Well, you have given us a lot of stories, but you said to ask you about Africa. So have you gone to Africa yet?
We have gone twice. And one of them for 3 weeks and one for something like 6 weeks. My wife's been a couple of other times, I believe. But I think it's the most fantastic place to visit on Earth, and particularly Tanzania. We've been all over Africa from Egypt and Libya down to South Africa, but Tanzania and Kenya, but Tanzania in particular is just fantastic. And so we went this last year with a PBS production guy who has a program called To the Edge of the Earth, and Jane Goodall voices it, and Todd is the producer of it, and Todd does a fantastic job of doing the videography and all that stuff. And we went everywhere. We went crazy places, and we had some over the top adventures. I got knocked out one day in a car accident. I got deathly sick. We got flown into Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, at a time where they were kind of having a bit of a revolution. I remember counting 25 people with machine guns out in the parking lot. So it was adventuresome. And then when it was all over, Todd says, Don, he says, you and Linda are retired. You have time. There's a little island off of Tanzania that people don't go to. It's unbelievable. It'll take us 4 airplane rides to get there. But would you guys like to go for a week? They have whale sharks. They have sharks. They have great coral. It's third world. You'd love it. Off we went. And when we got to that fourth plane, there was just 8 of us. It was a small plane. I swear the pilot couldn't have been over 18. There was no co-pilot. Everybody on the plane was nervous because the kid was navigating with an iPad, and it was a little scary. And when we came in for a landing, I said to Linda Brace, he's going to miss the runway. And sure enough, he did. He actually hit it once, but he hit it so hard that he jumped up in the air, and by the time he was able to get the plane back down, it was long and right. And we were heading at 135 miles an hour at the trees with the dashboard yelling, collision, collision, collision. And so he, thank goodness, he pulled it up at the last minute. He clipped the trees, shuttered the plane, pulled it around, landed, turned the engines off, turned and looked back at us and said, welcome to Mafia Island. And that's the name of it, Mafia, like the
Mafia.
Welcome to Mafia Island. So, like, nothing happened, you know. So, anyway, my point in all this is this was an extensive, very long trip. We spent a lot of money, but keep in mind we're professional photographers and I write books, and so I'll get my money back through the books and through the photos, but most people wouldn't. And so if you did something as extensive as we did, you could spend $50,000 and put yourself in harm's way. And what I'm saying in this book is everybody needs to go to Africa. If there's any possible way, go to Tanzania once in your lifetime, and you'll never regret it. And I think you can do that I forget what the number is I figured out in the book, but like $5,000 or less, and less than a week, maybe 1 week's time, maybe even shorter than that, you know, over and back in a week. It'll be different than the way we did it, but you'll see the most phenomenal thing. You'll get to go into the Gorongoro, crater, which has all five of the big five in there, animals. It's wild. It's not a zoo. There's not paved roads. It's beautiful. And then you come up out of the crater at night, and you're in a nice, you know, resort sort of a thing, and you go back down the next day. And after doing that 3 or 4 days, you go home. And so I hope people read that section. I had one guy read it already and said, we don't have $50,000. Well, he didn't read the whole thing, because the whole thing was built on here's how to do it cheaply and quickly,
not
you know, spend a fortune and stay over there a month and a half. But it can be done, and we loved it.
Wow.
We're going to Madagascar in November, I think it is, for 20 days, 21 days, or something like that. And that's another, I don't know if it's an island or a country, but it's big off the side of Africa, and we can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have to send me more information on Tanzania. That sounds like a cool place to be able to go. Well, tell us, I know you have a website. Tell us the things. I know you also do a blog on there. So what's your website?
It's my name, Don, D-O-N. Hurzler, H-U-R-Z-E-L-E-R .com, donhurzler.com, all one word. And, yeah, there's a bunch of blogs on there on a bunch of different topics, many of which are good for people who still have careers, because I've written two career books, and then a lot for retirees, and plenty of information for retirees, and then a lot about adventure and the like. So, yeah, I think people would enjoy it, and the price is right, it's free.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And it's also up on Amazon. And so Amazon's on strike right now. And so I'm hoping to get my book for Pat before Christmas. You know, I want him to read it because, you know, I mean, I'm ready for some adventure, and he's gone with me whether he likes it or not. And so... So anyway, thanks for joining us today. Don, you're always so amazing. And let me know when you write another book. I'll have you back on.
Sharky, as always, I love talking with you. I wish it was in person. I enjoy being around you and Pat so much. You guys are doers and thinkers, and we love you, and wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Say hi to Linda. And we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called... Wait for it. Win at aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit sharkyzartman.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. It's time for Shark to Heart. And it's a new year, and if Don hasn't inspired you to take on a new adventure, I don't know who can. It's funny, most of us make New Year's resolutions and usually quit on them after about a month. But I think if we try instead to work goals into our lifestyle, they might just work. So I have a few sayings that I always try to incorporate and always revisit them every new year and really do try to keep practicing them. These are some insights and ideas that I've learned along the way that really help, and I want to share them with you. And the first one is I think the most important one for me. I have this up on my wall in my office. It's called the Prayer of Serenity. I'm sure most of you have heard it, but I say this every day, especially with the things that are going on these days. Here it goes. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The things I cannot change. Well, we can't change the past, right? And so, you know, I always used to tell my athletes, when you win, you celebrate. When you lose, you learn. And so, yeah. And so we can learn from the things that have happened in the past, but we can't change them. And so also we cannot change most of the time other people. We can try, and a lot of us do, but most of the time it doesn't work. So, yeah, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now, you know, a lot of times listening to the news is downright depressing because they like to talk about conflict and everything that's wrong and get people upset and, you know, so I'm just, you know, kind of toning that down. I'm not going to be checking like I did during the election, you know, the news all the time. Okay, what's happened has happened, and we'll just see where it goes. And so the courage to change the things I can, that's me. I can change me, and so I can change how I look at things. I can change how I respond to things. So a lot of times the power isn't in what happens to you. It's how you view it and how you choose to deal with it, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so that, you know, each and every day we, you know, we see things we can't change. And so, yeah, so that helps me. And the next one is focus on what I can do, not what I can't do. And so, you know, there's a lot of things I'd like to do, but, you know, like, I want to go out and play volleyball. But because of my knee, my doctor says if I do that, I'll be under the knife again very, very soon. And so I have kind of accepted the fact that that's something I can't do now. But there's other things that I can do. I mean, that's how I got into yoga. And so, and I didn't think I'd even like it, but I decided that, gosh, nobody cares about how you do this. You know, you can be horrible and nobody cares, you know. And so, Yeah, and so it's not competitive, and I love it, and I started teaching it and getting certified, and now I teach it to at the college and to seniors, and I just love it. And so I wouldn't have gotten into that if I was still playing volleyball. And so focus on what you can do, not what you can't. There's a lot of things out there. You just have to find them. And so the next one is look for the good and you will find it. Look for the bad and you will find that too. And so, you know, positivity is something that we can all gear towards. There are so many things that are positive in our lives. And so, and we need to realize what they are and be grateful. I mean, you know, don't take these kinds of things for granted. For example, my dad. I mean, I've had him in my life for 99 years. Last year, we were planning on him making 100. He was very healthy at the start of the year last year. He was taking exercise classes twice a week, you know. I mean, he was so healthy. I kept saying, Dad, you're the healthiest one in the family. And then he started having symptoms that, you know, he thought maybe he had pneumonia, but it ended up being his heart. And, you know, he just, he was still a fighter though. God, he fought this. When I would take him out to places, he didn't like his walker. And so he liked to hold my arm. And instead of me guiding him, he would drag me because he just wanted to get there fast. I mean, he's just amazing. And so, when it came down towards the end, he was still so strong. He wasn't ready to go, but, eventually, you know, he had so many blockages in his heart. The doctor said it was incredible. He was even alive. He's never seen that before. And so, yeah, my dad was one of the great things in my life. And I remember at times, you know, I didn't really appreciate it because I had to do so much work at the end, with the palliative care for him, worked with the hospitals, eventually with the hospice people. And, you know, it was a lot, but now that I don't have him, you know, gosh, do I miss him. I have a picture in my office. It's a poster, actually, that has my dad's face on it and looking at me a certain way, and I look at it every day and just remember him. And so, again, be grateful for the good things you have in your life. Don't take them for granted. And so, yeah, those are the kinds of things that I need to continue to do for this year. I don't really have, you know, grand goals, you know. I just want to be happy and healthy. And so we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharkey Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharkey Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeyZartman.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Thanks for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my incredible guest, Don Herzler. If you want to check out his books and his blog, go to donherzler.com. Until next time, I'm Sharkey Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.